Welcome to everybody to our Traveling Around the World program. Today we have two special guests, Kais and Beatriz, who are going to share with us some of their experiences when traveling around the world. We would also be glad to hear your experiences, so if you want, you can phone to our program to share and tell us whatever you want. I would start myself by recommending you my favorite country. It is Vietnam, and I would recommend it because I think it is the most exotic place I have ever visited. Even when I was there only 9 days and I visited only two cities, I was so surprised about the beauty of the landscapes and the kindness of the people. So guys, would you like to share with us some of your experiences?
Yeah, right. I'll speak about my experience here in Sarajevo, the capital city in Bosnia and Herzegovina. I was really surprised by the first day I came to Sarajevo, the capital city of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It was very shocking for me to see still the bullet impacts on the facades of the buildings of the downtown. It was in August 2013 and the Balkan War ended in 1995. But I remember as well another case in Mostar, the second city of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It was another sad experience. When I arrived at the second city, I realized clearly how stupid can be the human being. The city was de facto divided into cities, Catholic and Muslim one. A river was a natural borderline, and however, 18 years after the end of the Balkan War, mental barriers or borders remain almost intact.
Very interesting, Kai. What about you, Beatriz? Would you like to share with us some of your curiosities when traveling?
Oh, yes, of course. Now we go to St. Petersburg, the nice city in the north of Russia. And we always relate St. Petersburg to Anna Karenina, walking on the St. Petersburg streets looking for his lover, or the place with the principal characters of Peace and War lived in their palace of luxury. But if you travel today to St. Petersburg, you can see how modernity and tradition play together in Palace Square, the square of the Imperial Winter Palace, where now is located the Hermitage Museum. In this square, hundreds of young Russian people every afternoon in summer play their In this square, hundreds of young Russian people every afternoon in summer play their own music, dance hip-hop, listen to live rock concerts, dance, and all kind of activities related with music. In this city, in St. Petersburg, in another place, in Mars Hill, very near from the Hermitage, one a week on Fridays, in the temperate evenings of summer, people met to dance salsa.
Oh, very interesting, yeah, Beatriz. Very interesting.
Thank you.
Any other curiosity you would like to share with us, Beatriz?
Of course. If you like traveling, there is a blog named Live that I take care of you, where you can find that in France, taking photograph of policemen is forbidden, even if they are not shown in close-ups. In Germany, it's not allowed to wear masks on the street. And in Denmark, it's forbidden to charge for a glass of water in restaurants unless if it is with lemon or ices.
Hey guys, your impressions have been quite sad, but probably you would like to share with us some other experiences you've got and that you consider hopeful.
Yeah, right, of course. That's right. I tell you my experience in Palestine and Israel. So I arrived to Jerusalem, to the Holy Land, with a Spanish passport to end up with my Tunisian passport. It would have not been allowed for me to enter Israel. After several interviews with the police services in the airport, they let me enter to the country. My first stay was in Jerusalem. To go there, I caught a collective taxi. We were many people from different countries, and the driver was Jewish and asked me where I was from. Tunisia, I replied. He was a Moroccan Jewish, and both began to speak in Arabic. It seemed that the theoretical enemies have many common things. Hostility is nonsense.
Yes, guys, very hopeful indeed. Yes,
it is. We need peacemakers.
Yeah, it is in this world.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a pity we have run out of time, so this is the end of the program. We hope you have enjoyed it, and we'll be glad to be with you next week. So see you, bye bye.
See you next week.
Bye. Thank you. Very much.
Thank you for coming.
I couldn't tell you.